Welcome to the Diane McClay Show, empowering life through choice. Get ready to discover new perspectives, motivation, and balance through Diane's compassionate storytelling and insightful discussions. Whether you're feeling stuck and discouraged, or curious and looking for more possibilities, Diane has your back, and she's ready to take you on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. Choice is powerful, and so are you. The Diane McClay Show starts now.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Diane McClay Show, where we're here to help you empower your life through choice. I'm so excited to have one of my friends, one of my mentors, one of my coaches, the woman who actually got me started on a radio show podcasting episode to begin with. Cornelia Stephanie is an author, a coach. She's a speaker. She's the founder of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, and she's a New Life Ambassador. She's here to talk to us a little bit about how we can engage positive choice to change how we think about ourselves. Cornelia, welcome in. I'm always happy to have you on the show.
I mean, when you and I get together, magic happens. That's all I have to say, whether it's early morning Marco Polos or it doesn't matter when it is, but it just feels so good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And thanks for mentioning magic, because you know what? For some reason, that seems to be a word that's coming up a lot lately. For me, it's ignition, it's expansion. You know, you and I have been creating and collaborating together with the other members of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, which is fantastic, by the way. I just want to put a plug out. Every Friday, it doesn't matter what time of the day you tune in. If it's between, 10 and 1:30, you're going to get the best 30 minutes of your life with all of our special, unique guests that we have in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, right?
It's between 12 and 2.
Sorry, 12 and 2 Pacific time. It doesn't matter if you are at 12, 12:30, 1, 1:30. You are going to have one of the best 30 minutes of your life, regardless of which host you get. And I just want to put a plug to the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, because we are doing some magical, awesome, creative, super intuitive things, right?
Yeah. I mean, just today, you know, I was on Transformation Talk Radio Facebook Live, and I was listening to Adrienne Craig and Marianne Goodman-Fish talking about trauma. And I was listening to them, and that's when I heard your commercial plugging the Transformation Talk Radio Network, how they made you feel like family and what an awesome group of people they are. And I heard that commercial and I'm like, there's Diane. You know, that's how she came to be, because she came to on my show and I had the ability,
right,
to, you know, see that she needs to be a host herself.
Right.
What is she doing? Why is she not a host yet?
And right. And can I do a quick shout out to Jacob, who our listeners can't see or hear, but like the devil's in the details behind the scenes. Jacob, Olivia, Jessica, all the people at TTR have really done, they have done a lion's share of work this last week, because we have so many new people coming into the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, getting shows ready, getting intros and outros prepared. But Jacob, just thank you from everybody in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, us in particular, because you know that you're the one who actually makes the magic happen, and you're the one who makes us look good. So thanks for being there for us, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Diane.
You're welcome.
Hey, Jacob, what did we email this morning? What did you say back to me that you absolutely love being part of the group, hosting, you know, producing these wonderful people, because they're all so wonderful.
That's right. Yeah. All of the hosts that I've worked with in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group have just been fantastic, and it makes my job that much more enjoyable. So just huge shout out to you guys as well for being awesome and all the messages that you share with us.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Yeah. Speaking of messages, thank you for that, Jacob. You know, speaking of messages, one of our topic today is we're really going to talk to people about really using the power of choice to choose how we talk to ourselves, why it's important to bring positive self-talk into our daily routine, if not hourly routine. And so one of the things that I wanted you to talk about is, I know you're doing a 21-day challenge, and we're going to feature a video at the end of the show. But can you speak a little bit to why you decided to invite our listeners to jump on a 21-day challenge specifically about negative self-talk? Why is that important to you right now?
Well, first of all, let me just say that this isn't just right now. This
right.
was something that has been already created, a few years ago. And the goal always is to impact a million people, for them to really be at peace and calm, emotional wholeness, and only thinking positively about themselves. And so that's, you know, and so this challenge, this 21-day challenge is a continuous thing that I like to bring out because the goal is a million people, Diane, and I want you to help me.
Absolutely.
Make that dream come true, you know, how to, because I know with one of your ballooning sessions, I want to bring that strategy in there. But so really the thing that's so important is that when we realize that every single day when we wake up, you know, when we come back to our daily life, when we wake into our daily life, we are faced with the same negative thoughts that we were thinking the day before and that we were thinking the day before. And so it's like a habitual thing because we think between 12,000 and 60,000 thoughts per day, and 80 to 90% of them are negative unless we become conscious of it and override it and put a boundary and a line in the sand and that says that's it. Because what happens, and why is that important? Because we sabotage ourselves. We hold ourselves small. We think negative of ourselves, like we can't go for the big dreams. We, you know, we're not that smart enough. We're not good enough. We're not, whatever the negative self-talk is, we're too old, whatever it is, which is a complete lie. And that's why, you know, the challenge is really, the only challenge is for 21 days, will you give us a mantra of how you see yourself? I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am confident. I am super awesome. And do you think of yourself like that in the face of a challenge? And that's usually when it comes up.
Why is it a mantra important? I'm going to interrupt you for a second. Why is a mantra important? And what does that do to our brain when we actually say something out loud and we repeat it again and again?
Yeah, you're going to ground it. You're going to, first of all, speak it from your throat chakra. And it's like you're grounding it in. All the cells in your body are going to be listening to it. And they are going to be rearranging themselves so that they can be at your command.
That sounds powerful.
Okay. So basically it's like, I am beautiful. I am whole. I am confident. I am able. Boy, those cells are happy. Those cells, that raises your vibration. Oh, that raises your immune system. Oh, that reduces stress and brings peace and calm. Oh, there's a pandemic going on, but I can handle it. I've got this. That's, I am beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you. You shared something. So a couple weeks ago, I actually inadvertently got COVID and I was worried about it. And you and I had a coaching session and you said to me, Diane, you know, you need to control your negative thoughts. You have control of what happens in your body. You have control of how this thing goes. And after I got over the initial, the social media and all the news networks have kind of taught me to be for the last year with this virus, I literally kind of took your advice and I literally in my mind hung up a, you know, no trespassing sign. I contacted the body landlord and I talked to every single cell and I said, hey, there's no room here. You're not going to sell any extra room for this thing to hang out for a couple of weeks. Now, I had it for about 7 to 10 days, I think because I had a very conscious conversation in a positive way with my body after coaching with you, I think it's the reason why I had a very mild case. And the only thing I lost was taste and smell for 5 days. Right. I didn't have any of the other nasty things that a lot of other people have experienced. And I really honestly believe it was that mind shift that you helped me get to of rather than living in fear and anxiety and negativity about this virus, that I had the ability to talk to my cells and my body and set the tone for how I was going to get through it.
Exactly. Because what you're doing, you know, we are releasing old negativity that had been suppressed and stored in the body, like fear. I just want to say, Diane, your mic keeps moving around and I keep hearing static. So I just, So, you know, we have those suppressed emotions in the body and then we have the mental body that also, you know, thinks the negative thoughts that we had been conditioned by. But it's a thing we can shift. The mind is a calculator and the mind is a projector. So we need to remember that we have control over our mind, what it is that we think. And so it's our job as, you know, energy senseis, which is what something you called me. You said you're an energy sensei. I had to look up and see what sensei meant, the meaning behind it. And that is some sort of a teacher. Well, we all need to teach our physical bodies on how to respond to the environment that we want to set up for our bodies. And the first thing that I learned for myself is I needed to stop the negative self-talk. So no matter if things were stressful or things were happening in my life that weren't going according to, you know, at ease for me, then the sabotaging or the negative thoughts would come in, and that had to be overridden. So these are important ways that we can now raise our immune system, which is why I bring out the 21-day challenge, and I call it a 21-day challenge. And really the only challenge you have to do is come up with the mantra for yourself, speak it out, program it into your phone, go to my YouTube channel at Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and go find that video and put your mantra there. And then for 21 days, stay true to it. And no matter what, repeat that mantra over and over and over again and not allow any negativity to come into that space and take that over, because the light and the dark can't exist in the same space. You can only have one, and right. Let it be the positive light. So this is one thing. And then the other thing with the 21-day challenge is, you know, again, I'm inviting you to raise your vibration. And so through the daily 10-minute invitations of going inside of yourself so that you can do what it is that you did with your body, talking to your body, rewriting the story of your life, you know, looking at things that you're grateful for and looking at what emotions you're going to release today. What are you letting go of? What are you releasing and what are you letting go of? Because truly, the truth is we already are everything that we came here to be. Our main job is to release and let go and to pivot how we think about ourselves. And sometimes it's just that little mind shift and the commitment to, what's your favorite word, Diane?
Well, I got two on my wall. One is choice and one is courage. The courage part is having the courage to do something different and really step into something that might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but making the choice that when you feel that discomfort, to recognize that it's serving you and it's asking you to move forward. And my favorite one is choice. I feel like we have more choice in our life than what we really actually give ourselves credit for. And I wanna, Jacob, if you could real quick roll a couple of the nature photos. You know, for me, nature is super important. And I wanna call the listeners out. We have for me, when I start hearing negative self-talk in my head, I go to nature. And what I found interesting is I actually had a couple pictures recently. The first one was I was out in my yard and I found raindrops on clover. Now, the negative side could say, oh, it's a rainy, nasty, cloudy Pacific Northwest day. The positive side says this plant is getting life, right? I have a picture of a mayfly, and some people might see that as negative, like I have to kill it, squash it, put chemicals on it. It doesn't deserve to be here. But mayflies are like as old as dinosaurs, and they provide oxygen for birds and fish and streams by breaking down algae. I have a picture of a forest, and it's a burn forest. So do you see the burn and the negativity that might come from forest fire, or do you see the rebirth and the growth and the regeneration that fire clears the underbrush? So for me, nature amplifies the ability to shift from a negative mindset to a positive mindset. And then that helps me change the words that I use in my life about me and when I'm interacting with other people. Would you agree with that, right?
Absolutely. I think this is such an important message. This is why you and I connected. You know, we have so many things in common. You know, choice, courage. It takes so much courage to override the negativity. It takes, you know, you have to make the choice. Your love for nature, my mission, return back to in harmony with nature for all of us. And that's part of my impact a million people. If a million people, you know, listened to the positivity and listened to their inner guidance system and tuned in and got calm and got peaceful, what is that going to do to, you know, in the world? Spent 10 minutes a day grounding in, listening to the inner self, that quiet, calm self that is waiting to have a connection with you.
You know, I want to point out real quick that your 21-day challenge is 10 minutes a day. That's less than a normal news cycle if you're listening to the evening news or watching the evening news on your CBS, ABC, NBC channel. And so you could actually in 10 minutes probably be more effective and more powerful focusing on positive inner thoughts than listening to all the garbage that our society throws at us for 30 minutes. I just had that shift in my mind.
That's a really great shift. But I just want to say too, that the only challenge for the person is to come up with the mantra and finish the course. Do 20 minutes.
Well, let's do this. I know we can absolutely talk about this for eons, but you put a special invitation out for our listeners in a video format. Jacob, if you can go ahead and roll that video. It is Cornelia talking about her 21-day challenge, but let's actually take a few minutes to watch the video together. And while we're watching it, think about our own positive thoughts.
Did you know that the average human thinks between 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day, and 85% of those thoughts are negative and repetitive the next day and the day after and the day after. And we also know that studies reveal that our bodies respond to how we think. And so just think about that. If our bodies respond to how we think, and we think negative thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not capable, I'm not able, I'm sick, I'm too old, whatever the thoughts are that are interfering with you living your truthful life, that's what your body is responding to. And it's actually lowering your immune system by thinking those thoughts, which is also causing stress in your body. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm inviting you to take this 21-day positivity self-challenge. The first thing I'm going to invite us to do for the next 21 days, first thing, is record a powerful mantra, a mantra that goes something like this. I am strong. I am able. I am capable. I am beautiful. I am confident. I am invincible. Record a mantra like that, maybe on your phone, so that you can listen to it every day, or put it on a sticky note. So that's the first thing that we're going to do in taking this 21-day challenge. We're going to firmly put the line in the sand, the boundaries in the sand, that no negative self-talk allowed. We're not going to allow it anymore. And we're choosing to do this now with the commitment that we're making. And then for the next 21 days, so you have that mantra, you have that written down, and you can also write it here in the description when you're watching this video and share with me and with the world what your mantra is. You can also send it to me at radio@corneliastephanie.com if you want that. And I would be happy to email you back and forth to be a strong support system to you. And the next thing that we're going to be doing in this 21-day challenge is you're going to be listening to the wonderful 21-day audio recordings, 10 minutes a day, that are inviting you to go deeper inside, to fall deeper in love with who you are. Release old emotions, old feelings that are coming up to the surface, releasing those, letting those go, and grounding in your gratitude. I absolutely guarantee you cannot not do this, that if you do this for 21 days, that you will raise your immune system, that you will reduce stress in your physical body, that you will be able to manifest the things that you're looking to manifest in your life simply because you're thinking positively. So do you see, you cannot not do this for 21 days, for $21. This is your thing that you've been waiting for. You've been praying for this, and now there's a movement, the positivity self-challenge movement. So take this challenge with all of us now and begin falling deeper in love with yourself, raising your gratitude, raising your daily vibration, all in the comfort of your own home. And soon your body will be responding to, I am love, I am confident, I am able, I am beautiful, I am. And that is going to ripple out into the world and make the world a better place. Thank you so much for listening, for starting the challenge with all of us. And if you want to look at more of Cornelia Stephanie inspirations, you can follow me on your favorite podcast app and also go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. Thank you so much for being you, and we'll see you all in the challenge. Take care.
How powerful was that, right? I mean, so there's this opportunity that you can just say yes to yourself right now, and you can go to radio@corneliastephanie.com. Radio@corneliastephanie.com. And here's the thing that I want to throw in with this 21-day challenge, because I believe in you and I believe in Cornelia and I believe what we can do together when we make a positive shift for ourselves. The first 21 people who email Cornelia at radio@corneliastephanie.com, they're going to get a copy of my book, Dreaming Big, Being Bold. And there's 25 stories from visionaries, trailblazers, and change makers about how people have shifted their life in a very significant way. First 21 people for your 21-day challenge that email you, I will send them one of my books, Cornelia.
Yeah, and that's a really wonderful gift because here's the book.
Oh, look at that. Hey, we can do a book exchange.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? This is Cornelia's book, Peace, The Flip Side to Anger. You can find it on Amazon.com. Cornelia has my book, Dreaming Big, Being Bold, inspirational stories from changemakers, visionaries, and trailblazers.
And you guys, I have to tell you that, you know, Diane's chapter in here, oh my God, honestly, I love this woman. I swear to God, everything is like very detail oriented. It's like laid out for you so beautifully. So it's like, there is no way that you should not have this. You should have this because it's really going to support you in thriving. And this is all tied into the challenge and what you said to me. You left me a message yesterday, Diane, and you said something about, how you love working together and what has happened in your life and what's changed in your life since we've been working together emotionally and how you feel now ignited and really in your expanded self.
Right.
Right. And that was a really big thing. And this is all part of the 21-day challenge, because I tell you what, without that emotional wholeness and without going inside of myself, which what I bring you in into the challenge, is you're going to go inside of yourself too. And you're going to find that sacred sweet spot, that soft spot where you can really love yourself up. And when people say, I don't have 10 minutes a day, I don't have the time, this is a stupid, I'm sorry, excuse to sabotage, because, right, you know, you have the time, you can make the time.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking while the video was playing that even as coaches, even as professionals in the world of holistic healing and empowerment and change, we can inadvertently get caught in a self-sabotage step. I was listening to one of our fellow co-hosts, Christelle Biga, and as I was listening, the first thing that popped in my head was, man, she's good. And the second thing that popped in my head was, I hope I'm that good. Or I wish I could be that good. And what I realized in that moment was I was falling into the competitive and comparison trap, right? And the way I got out of it was to say, hey, I've got really good things about me too. Now, maybe there's things Christelle can teach me, but that doesn't mean I'm lacking. Do you want to comment on that?
I do. Two things. Thank you for being so honest that you had that thought, because that really shows our humanity when we do that. So, but when we compare and when we compete, that's still a mental process that's still part of the old world paradigm. So as soon as you recognize, oh, I'm comparing myself, old world, I'm done. I'm gone. I'm going back to nature. I'm realizing my amazing awesomeness, right? And you flip it right away, because it's just an old paradigm that where we used to compete and where we used to compare. And that takes time to release those old programs, but that's also part of the challenge.
I agree. And I think awareness, just even knowing that it might happen. One of the things that may happen with people recording their, I just had this thought, that people recording their own mantra, some people might say, I don't like the sound of my own voice. Well, guess what? That's your mantra. I love my voice. I love how I sound. I have important things to say. It's about time the world hears my voice, my way, with my own uniqueness, right? If somebody out there is saying they don't like their voice and that's going to be the barrier to them doing the mantra, first of all, I believe there's multiple solutions to every problem. So if you don't like your voice, that's your mantra. I love my voice and it's worth being said. And secondly, contact Cornelia or contact me. We'll record a mantra for you. We'll do it. We love being able to support people and letting them hear words if it can be heard differently from a different perspective.
The one thing I want people to do is put the mantra on. Are we?
No, we're good.
Okay. Put the mantra on the YouTube video. So when you just watch that video that you saw where the challenge is, go there and put the mantra there and tell us what your mantra is, because we'll hold you accountable. You know, I know how it is not to love your own voice, but see, that's also another part where if there's something about your voice that you don't love, you can release that part, let that go, and then begin falling in love with your voice. It is as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Diane, thank you so much for having me on the show today, but you're going to be starting a new show. So do you want to just wrap it up and tell us about your new show?
Yeah, thanks for that invitation. You know, we just never have enough time. So I invite people, if you don't feel like you have enough time on the show, go to the 21-day challenge, email Cornelia Stephanie at radio@corneliastephanie.com. If you're the first 21 people, you get a copy of my book. I would love to invite people to find all of the guests in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, me, Diane McClay, Cornelia Stephanie, Adrian Craig. Find us and like us on YouTube. Find our YouTube channels and subscribe. We're all trying to get our own specialized URL. We need 100 people to do that individually. So subscribe. You can find me at DianeMcClay.com. Cornelia, I'm going to leave the last words to you.
Take the 21-day challenge and join us in this movement as we're impacting a million people into positivity. And let this vibration rise. Come on, let's do it.
And let's celebrate while we do it, right?
That's good.
Cornelia, thanks for being here. I am your host, Diane McClay. I'm signing off with reminding you to empower your life and engage your choice. And the first way you do it is take this 21-day challenge.
Thank you for listening to The Diane McClay Show, where you are empowered to enact change in your life through choice. You know that little voice in your head that's been telling you to pursue that passion project? Or maybe it's been screaming for you to go outside and explore the great outdoors. That voice is you, and you deserve to be heard. Listen, make a choice, make a change, and watch yourself grow. For more information about Diane or to work with her personally, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.